The wrongful conviction of Hu Jiut is one of the most notorious cases of judicial injustice in China in the recent decades. The teenager was declared guilty of raping and then murdering the woman in the public toilet, and subsequently executed. He was posthumously acquitted of the crimes in December 2014, while the real perpetrator was apprehended in 2005 and was given the death penalty last year. Concerns were raised earlier this week after the North China region announced the penalties for officials responsible for the wrongful conviction and execution. Of the 27 blacklisted officials, 26 received administrative penalties, including admonitions and records of demerit, while Feng Zhiming, who had led the investigation, is to be subject to further investigation on charges of job-related crimes. But some, including the victim's parents, complained the penalties are lighter than expected and vague.
Anyone found guilty should pay a price. It was the mistake of a whole team rather than a single person. The penalties should be different according to what role one played in making the conviction.
It's still unclear what the basis of the penalties is, or whether those investigators have been deprived of the merits they gained for handling the case 2 decades ago.
Some members of the public are also questioning why none of these involved have been held criminally responsible for making the conviction. He Feng, the former vice director of Hohhot Public Security Bureau, took part in the retrial of Hu Jiut's case. He says there was insufficient evidence that could lead to the conviction of officials.
A criminal conviction should contain who the offender is, what's the relation between the offender and the victim. It should also make it clear why, where, and when the offense was taken. But in this case, we have no idea who tortured Hu Jiut, what damages the torture had caused to him, let alone a forensic identification.
Law professor He Jialong with Renmin University said the judicial authorities have made improvements, but more needs to be done.
We need to establish a sound system to prevent wrongful convictions and need to do more to address judicial transparency. The judicial organs had done better in the retrial of Hu Jiut's case than before, but the improvement was limited, and it's the public pressure that forced them to make improvement.
The professor in particular suggested more information should be made public in such retrials to ease people's doubts.
No one is saying how the positions of those involved will change. In fact, the public is eager to know whether involvement in the case will affect the officials' careers. People are especially wondering about the chief investigator, Feng Zhiming.
He also said greater efforts should be made to set up standards to ensure justice and transparency during the retrial, as well as to decide when any accountability process will start. It's widely expected a better system will be in place when the accountability process gets underway against another infamous conviction that had left a Sichuan native Chen Man wrongfully behind bars for 23 years. Chen was sentenced to death with a 2-year reprieve for arson and murder in Hainan in 1994. He was cleared of the charges and released from prison on Monday. For CRI, this is Ruo Bing.